has been the reaction from fans to the Sugar Babes getting rid of their last original member?
Well, mostly I think it has been complete disappointment. And we went on the MySpace page and there were comments underneath there, quite articulate for a MySpace comment, basically saying, this is a final straw, I won't be buying any more Sugar Babes albums. What's surprised me is that there was a blog on the Guardian website about just this subject matter, and you half expect the comments to be, why are you covering this rubbish? Don't you know there are more serious things? And everybody had an opinion on it, and it seems like there were more fans than you realise, that they actually are a really huge pop group with a wide fan base, and unfortunately a lot of those people seem to be completely against Keisha leaving.
Can bands bounce back from the loss of a key member?
Of a key member, they definitely can. I guess, weirdly, it seems to happen a lot in metal circles. It's obviously as far away as we can get here. Everyone's been talking about Napalm Death, the death metal group, who can have no surviving members of the original lineup at all. How big they are, though, I mean, how much there is to survive when you're on that level is quite different. AC/DC and Van Halen both replaced their lead singers, who were completely integral to the sound. And we're also seeing Alice in Chains are staging a comeback at the moment with a new singer, and it seems to be going really well. So it seems to be something that certain bands can get away with, provided the person they're replacing isn't the only isn't the main focus of the group. For example, Nirvana never tried to go on after Kurt Cobain passed away. The members went off and did their own thing because it just would have been foolish. He was so integral to their
although
sound.
The Sugar Babes had passed that point. I mean, they did get rid of Mutya Buena, who many thought was the best singer in the group, and they did survive after that.
Well, so she might left. She wasn't forced out.
Right.
But so no one really knows what's going on. You know, you've heard a lot of rumours about the Sugar Babes and the bitchiness of the members involved and how they treat the new members and all this stuff. So no one really knows. She sort of said, I've had a baby and I need some time off. You don't really know what was going on there, but she did choose to leave, which I think is slightly different.
And she said that she'd happily reform the Sugar Babes with the original members.
I think that's a fantastic idea, because I honestly think the original formation with Siobhan Donaghy, who were, 1998, 11 years ago now, were absolutely fantastic. Their first album was, and what the key point is, it sounded completely different from any other pop music that was being made, but it was definitively pop music. It was their personality and their attitude, and they co-wrote a lot of the songs, even though Siobhan was brought in after Mutya and Keisha decided to form the group. Those two girls wrote the songs together and had an idea for what the group ought to be, which is completely different from what you're talking about now.
Although they are a sort of manufactured pop group, so maybe people shouldn't be too surprised when something like this happens.
They're more manufactured now than they were. They've never come as a complete set, that's true, and they're signed to Island, I believe, who obviously had a huge say in the direction of their music. And their music has changed considerably. When Heidi joined, they had their sort of comeback. I think it's now that I think that's the final piece in the puzzle to suggest to you that nothing that's happening in the music that's being made by this group really has anything to do with the members. With Keisha there, you could kind of believe that she was a presence who had an idea and a vision for what she wanted the band to be, which is perhaps why she got the chop.
If the new Sugar Babes, if we can still call them the Sugar Babes, make a good record, though, all will be forgiven, won't it?
Sure, because it's pop music, so what is there really to believe in? They're making songs at the moment about being sexy, and that's about the extent of it. So if they have, this is the point, is which if you could just buy yourself the best songwriter and the best producer in the business, which Island is certainly capable of doing, and you make an undeniably brilliant pop record, people will probably buy it. But it doesn't necessarily mean people will believe in you.